Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk Center, Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate File 579 with Senator Whiting.
The senator from Polk Center, Whitver calls up Senate File 579. The chair recognizes the senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for opening remarks on Senate File 579.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill comes to us from the Iowa State Bar Association. It is the Model Business Corporation Act, and Iowa, like many states, has adopted this many years ago. It provides best practices and reflects key federal and state court decisions regarding business practice, corporate law, and the various and ever-expanding forms of business organization. We amend the act almost annually to reflect necessary changes brought about by court decisions and federal changes, and this is one of the more comprehensive updates that we do about every 20 years or so. There's an amendment.
Chair calls up Amendment 3160. Chair recognizes Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for opening remarks on Amendment 3160.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an amendment which will conform us to the House bill. Notably, it inserts language on remote meeting language, which is currently allowed under the governor's proclamation. It'll put that into code effective immediately, and it also authorizes foreign trade zone corporations. This was brought to us by the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, I believe, and we were able to incorporate that into the amendment. Those are my comments on the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for final remarks on Amendment 3160.
I simply move the amendment.
Senator from Dickinson moves the adoption of Amendment 3160 to Senate File 579. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. Chair recognizes the Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for substitution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask unanimous consent to substitute House File 844 for Senate File 579.
Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, ask unanimous consent that House File 844 be substituted for Senate File 579. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Whiting, you're in order for opening remarks on House File 844.
I don't have anything else to add to my remarks from earlier.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for final remarks on House File 844.
Well, I don't know if I see him up in the gallery, but I did see him out in the hall. Doug Strike from the Bar Association, thanks for your work on this. We spent a lot of time and a lot of email on going back and forth on this to get this right. It's a big, comprehensive, and important bill. And it was great to work with Senator Knoyer and the folks over in Quad Cities to do the foreign trade zone piece. With that, I move that the bill be read for the final time and placed on its passage.
The Senator from Dickinson moves that House File 844 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
House File 844, Bill Frank providing for business entities providing for certain fees, including effective date provisions being enacted by General Assembly, State of Iowa.
Senator from Dickinson moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 844 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Dickey votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Dawson votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system and record votes. Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received the constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes the senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the passage of House File 844, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw Senate File 579.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message House File 844.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver, ask unanimous consent to immediately message House File 844. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up the confirmations for Laura Sievers with Senator Brown and Uriah Hansen with Senator Rosenboom.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver calls up the confirmation of Laura Sievers and Uriah Hansen. Chair recognizes the Senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, for opening remarks on the appointment of Laura Sievers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Laura Sievers is up for reappointment for the Engineering Land Survey and Examining Board. She is well qualified for the position. The only reason she's on the individual calendar is because at the time of passing the end block, she had not yet turned in her questionnaire. She has since done so, and I move her confirmation.
Is there further discussion on the appointment of Laura Sievers? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, for final remarks on the appointment of Laura Sievers.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Laura Sievers' confirmation to the Engineering Land Survey and Examining Board.
Senator Mitchell, Senator Brown moves the appointment of Laura Sievers be confirmed. The question now is, shall the appointment be confirmed? Those in favor of the confirmation of Laura Sievers will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Dickey votes aye. The senator from Scott, Senator Smith, votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and recur votes. Then we'll pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The nominee, having received a two-thirds majority, is confirmed. Chair recognizes the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, for opening remarks on the confirmation of Uriah Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have visited with Mr. Hansen. He has an extensive experience with Pheasants Forever, has a passion for Iowa's natural resources and our wildlife. And with that, and by the way, he was on the individual calendar because questions some members had about him, they have subsequently talked to him, and that has been dealt with. So with that, Mr. President, I move the appointment of Mr. Uriah Hansen to the Natural Resources Commission.
Is there further discussion on the appointment? Seeing none, the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, moves the appointment of Uriah Hansen be confirmed. The question now is, shall the appointment be confirmed? Those in favor of the confirmation of Uriah Hansen will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Zahn votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Dickey votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. Senator, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The nominee, having received a two-thirds majority, is confirmed. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up the confirmations of Joseph Cortez with Senator Whiting and Dennis Mansager with Senator Reichman.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer calls up the confirmation of Joseph Cortez and Dennis Mansager. The chair recognizes the senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for opening remarks on the appointment of Joseph Cortez.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Cortez, and he's a graduate of the Drake Law School. He currently serves as Chief Administrator and Appeals Judge for the Iowa Division of Workers' Compensation. Has been there since 2015, having reviewed his resume, his credentials, his experience, and having a conversation with him, I feel like he would be good to continue on in his involvement. And so with that, those would be my opening comments on him.
Is there further discussion on the appointment of Joseph Cortez II? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, for final remarks on the appointment of Joseph Cortez II.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the appointment of Mr. Joseph Cortez to the Workers' Compensation Commission.
The senator from Dickinson, Senator Whiting, moves the appointment be confirmed. The question now is, shall the appointment be confirmed? Those in favor of the confirmation of Joseph Cortez II will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Zahn votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Sweeney votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. Senator will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 46. Those voting no, 2. The nominee, having received a 2/3 majority, is confirmed. Chair recognizes the senator from Lee, Senator Reichman, for opening comments on the confirmation of Dennis Mansager.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Dennis Mansager, this gentleman's had a lifetime of public service. He spent 30 years in the Navy. He was the Judge Advocate General. His assignments include the Naval Legal Services, the Defense Counsel Claims Officer, and Legal Assistance Officer. His personal awards, I'll name a few. He's a recipient of various U.S. personal awards, and to include the Secretary of Navy's Distinguished Civilian Service Award, Chief of Naval Operations Civilian Service Award, the Superior Service Medal, and the Legion of Merit. Those are a few, not limited to. This gentleman, just an impeccable record, really impressive resume, and then after his retirement, 30 years in the Navy, went on to teach at the Naval War College for another 15 years. Those are my opening comments. Thank you.
Is there further discussions on the appointee? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Lee, Senator Reichman, for final remarks on the appointment of Dennis Mansager.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to appoint Dennis Mansager to the Civil Rights Commission and ask for your vote. Thank you.
The senator from Lee, Senator Reichman, moves the appointment of Dennis Mansager be confirmed. The question now is, shall the appointment be confirmed? Those in favor of the confirmation of Dennis Mansager will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Kornbach votes aye. Senator Zahn votes aye. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Guth votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record your votes. Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 46. Those voting no, 2. The nominee, having received a 2/3 majority, is confirmed. We're now at that point of the day for points of personal privilege. Do any senators seek the floor? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Brief point.
You are in order.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good to see everybody back here on Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We're just kind of wondering on this side of the aisle what's going on with the conclusion of the session. I think there another tax bill came down this afternoon with, I think, 28 sections in it. I think 24 of the sections we've already passed in the Senate, Senator Whitfer. And we're just trying to figure out how we can be helpful to you all in coming to agreement with your colleagues in the House on concluding the session. We're not sure it makes a lot of sense to keep passing bills that we've already passed in an attempt to get their attention. I know you played football, Senator, and there's this play at the end of the game they call the Hail Mary. And most of the times, it fails. There's occasions when the Hail Mary does work. I'm not seeing it on this particular, in this particular game, this session. So I don't know if anybody over there, Mr. President, can send us a signal on what the plan is, but we're ready to do the budget. Where is the budget? Where is the budget? And wrap things up. I know there's a lot of policy stuff at the end of the sessions that the leaders have to, at some point, look their members in the eye and say, we'll take a run at this next year. And Mr. President, we hope that the leader here in this chamber is looking at your members, giving them the high sign that it's time to wrap it up and get back to our communities where people are just dying for us to come back to. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
For an invitation and a point.
You're in order for both.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I have this nice little booklet here that tells me that Pella's tulip time begins tomorrow and continues Friday and Saturday. And I have some intelligence that tells me most of you aren't too busy those 2 days, the next 3 days. So, consider this my personal invitation to Pella on a nice spring day to see the tulips and enjoy the food and the hospitality of the Pella Dutch. Can I go on to a point?
You're still in order.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Last week, Senator Shipley warned us about concerns he has about the damage some in Washington may do with regards to land use. Today, I want to call your attention to some other nonsense coming out of Washington. It deals with energy policy. I think this, too, will potentially profoundly affect all Iowans. Regardless of your views on, or my views, on climate change, I would hope that we would agree that the politicians must use some level of common sense to set policy, and many in Washington seem to have none of that. Let's not make that mistake here. I can't give you a summer assignment. I gave you an invitation, but I can't, like a teacher, give you a summer assignment. But I can suggest and maybe even challenge you to spend a little time, sometime in the next 8 months, to sharpen your critical thinking skills before we reconvene in January. This evening, or later today, I'm going to send to each of you, I'm going to send an email to provide links to a couple of videos that provide excellent baseline information, I think, on this issue, and that kind of information that should guide public policy. It's said there are two kinds of people, those that can do math and those that can't. As Washington politicians consider policy such as the Green New Deal, somebody has to pay attention to the geologist, to the physicist, to the engineers, to the mathematicians. These two videos were a presentation to our Iowa REC directors and boards earlier this year. These presenters can do math really well, and I'd encourage you to follow their math a little bit. I hope you'll watch them. I'm also sending a link to a new book that was published last June. It's written by a man named Michael Schellenberger. Now, Michael Schellenberger is a lifelong climate and environmental activist. He advises policymakers around the world. He also does math quite well, by the way. For the record, he's a Democrat, and he was named by Time Magazine as a hero of the environment. I want to read one paragraph from his introduction to his book. He says this: much of what people are being told about the environment, including the climate, is wrong, and we desperately need to get it right. I decided to write Apocalypse Never, that's the name of his book, to write Apocalypse Never after getting fed up with the exaggeration, alarmism, and extremism that are the enemy of a positive, humanistic, and rational environmentalism. This book explores how and why so many of us came to see important but manageable environmental problems as the end of the world, and why so many people who are the most apocalyptic about environmental problems tend to oppose the best and most obvious solutions to solving those problems. That's his words. Folks, some of the politicians in Washington are telling us that climate change is an existential threat. And that, my friends, is a lie. That is a sad and pathetic overstatement of the environmental situation we find ourselves in. I've been on the Senate Natural Resources and Environment Committee for 9 years. I deeply care about our soil and our land and our water and our air. But what we're hearing out of Washington and much of the media is a sky is falling narrative and this urgent demand to stop the use of fossil fuels. I have no problem with renewable energy sources, but I sometimes question how green these green energy systems are. In Iowa, just this last year, we were reading articles about how to dispose of windmill blades. Well, we're going to have that problem in years ahead in Iowa, and it's going to be ramped up a lot from what it was last year. Electric vehicles, I have no problem with them. What I have a problem with is this mad rush to saying that's the only driver of energy policy is carbon. That's the only thing we're going to talk about. Well, those electric vehicles run on batteries. And we have to mine somewhere in the world 50 to 100 pounds of Mother Earth for every single pound of a battery. I haven't done the math on that, but I'll guarantee you that's a big mining issue around the world. If we have a headlong rush to powering cars and even trucks with batteries. China controls virtually all of the rare earth elements that are used in the manufacture of batteries. We should all recognize that as a problem. So, Mr. President, I submit that Washington is letting carbon emissions alone drive American energy policy with no regard to the practicality or the cost of those policies. I believe it's incumbent on each of us in this chamber to use these tools and others to inform ourselves about the impact of those policies. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my understanding we may not be in this chamber until next week, and so I want to take this opportunity to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the moms in this chamber and all the moms across our state. And many of you know that outside of the legislature, I spend a great deal of time working on maternal health issues. And our campaign that we started here in Iowa called Count the Kicks educates expectant parents on how to monitor their baby's movement in the last trimester of pregnancy. And since we started this campaign in Iowa, our stillbirth rate has dropped 32%, and our stillbirth rate among African-American moms has dropped by 39%, and we are growing into other states. But I want to make sure all of you know, because I know we have a lot of parents to be and grandparents to be in this chamber, but I keep brochures by my desk, and you can find it at countthekicks.org too. So if you know someone who's expecting a baby, I hope that you'll share this life-saving message with them. And I hope you'll treat the moms in your life like goddesses this weekend. Thanks, everyone.
Chair recognizes the Senator from Winnesheek, Senator Klemisch.
Thank you, Mr. President. My order for an announcement.
You are in order.
Well, so the wait is finally over. We have decided in Iowa where the best burger resides, and it happens to reside in my district. Now, I all know that in all of our districts, we have great burger joints. We do. So I don't rise today to crow about this awesome burger. I rise to assist you in pronouncing the name of the town. It is Aushon, and I would like to congratulate Bambino's in Aushon, Iowa, for being voted best burger in Iowa. So if you're up in my neck of the woods, please feel free to stop in. It's an awesome burger. Thank you very much.
I do believe Senator Klemisch just offered to pay for anyone's burger that wants to go to his district. Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the information of the body, we will not be debating tomorrow or Friday. We'll let everyone know the schedule for next week when it is known to us. And so I will move that the Senate adjourn until Thursday, May 6th at 9 a.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, May 6th at 9 a.m.